Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1284. On our way to 1300, which, you know, I haven't looked at carefully, but it seems as though somewhere around Thanksgiving, we're going to hit episode 1300 of the number one show in Apple Podcasts, more episodes than any other podcast about job search. And I know because I've got the number two show as well, which is called Job Search Radio. Now, this one comes out 7 days a week with advice to help you find work more quickly. Short vignettes, bite-sized morsels that will help you find work more quickly. And today's show is a nice little show. It's a salary negotiation tactic that I think almost anyone can apply. It's not pushy. It's not abrasive. It's easy. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review. And by the way, if you're not taking my classes on Skillshare, Skillshare is a great site with information from not just me, but from lots of different creators that will help you not just simply find work, but a lot more. Lots of great information, lots of classes being taught. One of the cool things is normally if you sign up through the site, they give you 1 month for free. But if you use the link in the show notes, I've arranged with them so that you get 2 months for free. 2 months for free to take classes on Skillshare. Really cool. And with that, let's get going. I've published a lot of them as videos. And the reason I publish a lot is that, well, each of you has a different ability to tolerate the stress of a negotiation. Some of you want what I call the easiest way to negotiate a higher salary for yourself. Some are open to the second easiest ways. Some people want to really get in there for a fight. And there's lots of different gradients between those extremes. So here's one of those mid-range options that I think is very helpful. And the first thing is really, you know, if the firm wants you to fill out an application, leave a blank. You know, if you need to scribble something, but leave it blank. And when they verbally ask you, you know, I noticed this is blank on the resume because they know what you're doing at this point. You know, how much are you making now or how much are you looking for? You basically respond by saying, I'm much more interested in the nature of the work I'd be doing for your firm than I am in a specific number. So, no, I'm not going to take $14,000 a year, but, you know, I expect you to be reasonable with your offers. And then from there, some firms are going to go and take a second stab at this. And they'll say something along the lines of, I need a number here. And you can respond by saying, I'll consider any reasonable offer. And again, what this does is stall. And if they go at it again, you know, I don't know how to be more clear. I'd consider any reasonable offer. Now, once they've made the offer, you know, assuming that this worked, then, and by the way, let me back up for a second. That's a timeout there. If it doesn't work, you've learned something about them. You've learned something that they've got to just break your shoes. I didn't want to use a male anatomical part there that came to mind, but they're there to break you down so you conform. Now, particularly if you're in sales and marketing, never ever concede at this point. Because, you know, what are you saying about yourself as a salesperson? As a matter of fact, you know, after you've given the answer the first time about, you know, what's really most important to me is the nature of the work and the product and the service and what have you, you know, what you want to be doing if they come at you again is to say something along the lines of, hey, look, you know, if I made it easy for you, you'd question my ability as a salesperson, right? So, you know, my job here is to give you a sense of who I am and what I'm capable of, what my achievements have been and what I can do for you. You know, I ask that you be treated, I be treated fairly, and let's move on here. So again, if they push you, that tells you something. Now, they really want you to operate in a square box, and you don't want to work for a firm that's going to confine you in such a way, in my opinion. Now, here's the fun thing to do once you get the offer. Ready? This one I love. So I want you to pause for a second, and I'm going to say, we're going to be making you an offer, or we are making you an offer. We really want you to come on board. The salary part of the offer is a base of 120, and then they started laying out the additional percentages. And I want you to turn around and go, particularly if you're in sales, I want you to say, 120. 120. See, what that does is lets them know that the number isn't quite right. And it opens up the conversation for negotiation. And then from there, you can follow up with data that you've gotten from various sources about what someone with your background should be earning in a role like this. Now, you can always accept the 120 and all the other stuff. And after you've dealt with the salary, by all means, go at all the other conditions. You know, we're going to be paying you 3% over 20. You know, whatever the percentages are on top of the base, start trying to negotiate those as well. But start at the salary number just by repeating it back. Because what that does is gives them the idea that you're uncomfortable saying yes and that it's a subject for negotiation that they want to enter into with you. So, again, another approach, another way of doing a negotiation that I hope you can execute. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end. Or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for PrestoExperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
Hi. Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.